One of them, and this is why I played that clip, we talked about this at the same exact time yesterday, so it's like maybe this will replace the Aiyuks of our lives as a benchmark segment here. For at 2:20, we just talk about the Steelers' cornerback woes. Thomas Graham Jr., cut. Okay, no one really cares. No one's ever heard of the guy. Yeah, except he started in the game on Saturday. He was their starting slot corner. He was their starting nickel corner with Joey Porter Jr. and Dante Jackson, who they got for Deontay Johnson. So I think it's safe to assume right now, congratulations on all your success, Beanie Bishop Jr. You go from undrafted free agent out of West Virginia to making the Steelers roster and presumably at the moment have a pretty big role with this team. But it also, I think, kind of is a orange alert, close to red alert, that a guy Mike Tomlin was so down on that didn't play until Bob Pompeiani needed to go deep into his play-by-play depth chart for the last preseason game. Bishop was out there in the game after the Lions had put their fourth-string quarterback in. And this is now your number one slot corner. This is one of these things where we're scouring and naming wide receivers, Malzi. We better do the same thing with corners today, too.
Well,
some of these names, James Pierre is back out there. He's cut by the Commanders. He doesn't play inside, though, and he doesn't really play outside well. His claim to fame is that he is Lamar Jackson's cousin. He is Lamar Jackson's first cousin, and that's where the
talent doesn't like jump over, though. Cousins. That's kind of in
there. Desmond King has been cut again. We tried that last year at this time.
He didn't like it here.
And it didn't work out, so I don't think they're going to
go back to that option.
So did I. I don't know why we were foolish. The guy had a pretty good career, but just did not fit here.
He was another classic. He played well against the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
And then they were
as a return man, too.
Yeah.
Caleb Farley, cut by the Titans. This is a former first-round pick. That would be wild.
I'm kidding. Maybe.
That would be insane.
Caleb Farley, Donnie from?
A van V-tech. Down by the river.
Very good, Donnie.
He's probably not as funny as Chris.
Caleb Farley's got to get his career back on the right track.
I mean, this is a guy with major medical red flags, even out of college, but he was, you know, the Steelers love scouting guys before the draft, and then they file it away when the player becomes a free agent. They really liked this guy. They had him in for a visit. They went to his pro day. They carved out time for him, and I'm guessing that they probably did an exhaustive look at his medicals, and it hasn't gotten any better. Herniated disc, herniated.
Did you just pull that? Did you do it? Did you do the ESPN bit?
I think you did. Herniated disc, had a hamstring problem in camp. So his injury...
A herniated disc is one that you just wonder... That's basically what Ke'Bryan Hayes has been dealing with. So you wonder about that.
So he is back out there. And C.J. Henderson, who was the 9th pick in the draft, Jacksonville, and then got traded to Carolina last year and was smoked. I mean, when that burnt toast picture goes around on Twitter...
Did Jim Nance just give people a picture of C.J. Henderson?
And the question is, which corner does this piece of burnt toast make you think of? He is the most recent NFL equivalent of a high draft pick who's turned into that. Every year of his career, every single year since he's come into the NFL as the 9th pick, quarterbacks have averaged a passer rating of over 100 against him. I mean, he turns every QB he faces into Aaron Rodgers. It's
unbelievable. If he was covering Terrace Marshall last year, if only.
Maybe in practice they went up against each other and it gave... Carolina, a false sense of security. I don't know. Also breaking news, fullback Jack Coletta cut by the Steelers.
That was the one you said was going to make people mad.
Yeah, they want to see the big white guy truck people.
You don't even think it's fullback. You think it's got to be the big Dan Kreider white guy fullback.
I mean,
Tim Lester, the late Tim Lester, was the bus driver, man.
Yeah, I agree. Fair enough. But...
People love the fullback. People still talk about Dan Kreider knocking Ray Lewis on his ass, John Whitman from Penn State, Tim Lester.
I mean, I think people, besides the premature celebration like Roosevelt Nix,
That was
a big
That's an all-timer. How many yards short were they?
At least a yard against New Orleans.
Yeah, like at least a yard or two.
If we're taking this to its logical conclusion, would Mike Allstott have been the single most popular Steeler in history had he played here?
Yes.
How about John Riggins? It's another one.
Allstott, though, with that style, there'd have been Allstott 40 jerseys. You wouldn't have been able to find one anywhere. Coletto, though, that just tells me that he really could not do anything that they wanted him to do, because if any coordinator was going to run an offense that might actually keep a fullback, it would have been Arthur Smith.
He's more of a tight. He's more into tight ends. He's more into blondes than brunettes.
Coletto could end up on the practice squad, according to Brooke Breyer.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen there. Who is the best fullback in the last 30 years of football?
Lorenzo Neal. Or Larry, do you consider Larry Centers one? Or was he just...
He caught the ball as a fullback.
Larry Centers.
How about Kyle Juszczyk?
Man, he's like an H-back. I don't consider him a fullback.
He lines up at fullback all the time, Chris.
I know, but they can like split him out. You can't really... Like,
so you're going to knock him, dock him points because he's an
athlete?
I just
think he's a hybrid player. I don't think he even has
Lorenzo Neal was a scary looking guy.
That's what I mean. I think
the big
fullback...
Neck roll on.
Oh, yeah.
I think fullback. I think two guys. I think Lorenzo Neal, because Centers is more of like a third down back, even though I know he played fullback.
What a great pass catcher he was.
Larry Centers?
Yeah.
I think he had 100 catches in a year once.
Yep.
I said something about him once on the air to you that I think you laughed harder at it for whatever reason than anything I've ever said. I don't know what it was. Sam Gash is the other dude I think of when I think of last 30 years fullbacks.
He was good. Patriots and Bills.
Lorenzo Neal for me, though, is the gold standard here. Like the late Frank Wycheck, he's a pure H-back. Was Lorenzo Neal on those Titans team with Eddie George, too? Wasn't he on those teams?
Baltimore, San Diego.
And the Titans, I think. I think he was blocking for people.
Yeah, you're right. I think he might have had a cup of coffee there.
Yeah, he's my pick, though. If we're ranking fullbacks, it's Lorenzo Neal, number one. Dude, he was on Cincy.
Yep.
Wrecking people. How many rushing touchdowns, Donnie, in a career that spanned 16 years do you think Lorenzo Neal had? Rushing touchdowns.
Four.
Six. Just imagine you get six. The guy did not even account for 2,000 yards of his own offense.
I mean, aren't you sad that Lennox is going to grow up in a world really without fullbacks?
Lennox doesn't care about fullbacks. He cares about dinosaurs.
Well, right. They're extinct, so maybe he'll be into fullbacks.
Very good. Very good.